We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WEEI Late Night with Nick Cattles.
It's no secret as far as like the heart and soul of this team.
I think about this every day. So I know you guys ask me. I think it's a deep lineup, but right now we're not showing what I know it's going to be.
If you want to make a run in the playoffs, you got to beat every team anyways.
I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. I have to prove to myself. That's a daily challenge, and I don't think nobody's expectations will ever surpass my expectations for myself. Nobody really knows how excited I am, you know, just to be a part of this powerful dynasty.
Oh yeah, Simon Says Something. Before I get to the Celtics and before I get to the Bruins, Nick Cattles here with you on Late Night Sports Radio WEEI. Let me just get something off of my chest for a couple of minutes. Andrew Benintendi, I have no idea what happened to you. I don't know what went wrong. I don't know when it went wrong, but something obviously went wrong and continues to go wrong. Benintendi has been a mess this year. He got a couple of hits tonight early on in this game, and I thought, hey, maybe something is turning around for Benny. Maybe he's going to pick up some momentum here and actually be a valuable member of this baseball team. But no, just a few innings later, he's misreading balls off the bat in left field, jogging after doubles. He runs into an out in the eighth inning. I have no idea what is going on. No idea. But I also know one thing. I know that Andrew Benintendi needs to sit down for a few days. I'm not talking about one game, two games. He needs to sit for at least a few days. I don't know if it's all in his head. I don't know if somehow, some way he woke up one morning and just lost all of his baseball skills. But something is going on here. He doesn't look engaged at all times. He looks lost at the plate the vast majority of the time. Yes, he walks here and there, so at least he's getting on base, unlike some other guys that have been struggling to do that in this lineup. But Benintendi's been an absolute freaking unmitigated mess this season. And tonight was really the encapsulation of everything that we've seen from him. Robert Stock, the guy that was brought in today by the Sox, he doesn't know how to pitch. He doesn't know how to pitch. He throws 100 miles per hour, and he's throwing breaking balls and changeups out there. I don't get it. I have no idea. I saw Lou Maloney tweeting out earlier tonight, like, what is the pitch selection from this guy? You throw 100. When you throw a hunge, throw a hunge. You want to miss bats when you come out of the bullpen. No idea how to pitch. He has no idea where the baseball is going most of the time. He has no idea why he's selecting the pitch. He's selecting it at any given moment. The manager is lost. The end. This team is not good. Let me get to the Celtics. Because the team that I want to talk about playing very, very well is the Celtics. The Celtics are playoff ready. If you look at their last 16 quarters or so, last four games for them, 12 to 13 of those last 16 quarters have been very good. Four straight games of at least 122 points. I heard Mike Gorman say this earlier today while I was watching the game. It's like the first time in, I don't know, decades that that has happened. You just don't see this offensive explosion that we've seen from the Celtics over the last week or so. And what you're seeing from this offense is what we've been waiting to see from this offense. Ball movement. You want to look at what they're doing? 29 assists per game over the last four games. 20, that's a huge number. Huge. Huge number. You look at 20 to 25 assists per night, you would feel really good about that basketball team's offense. 29 assists a night, that is absurd. They're moving the basketball as well right now as they've moved it all season long. And it's not just the ball movement. It's the man movement. Easier looks for each and every guy on this roster that's playing. Whoever's playing significant minutes, they're getting better looks now than they were getting 2 weeks ago. And we've been talking about this from the very beginning of the season. Do not hit the snooze button on this offense because their scoring depth is ridiculous. They're the only team in the NBA that can roll out four guys. One, two, three, four guys. The only team in the NBA that can roll out four guys that can drop a 20 spot on your forehead at any given time. The only team. Look at every roster in the NBA. They're really the only team. Maybe you could argue the Clippers. Possibly. Possibly the Clippers with Lou Will, Kawhi, PG-13. Maybe the other guy is Montrezl Harrell. Possibly, maybe. He averages about, what, 17 a night? But you look at Hayward, Kemba, Jaylen, and Tatum. Four guys that can beat you single-handedly on the offensive end every single night. And what we saw today against Memphis was superstar Jason Tatum. When we talk about Tatum having top 10 potential in the NBA, when we talk about a guy who could be in the conversation as a future MVP, that is the Tatum that you saw today. Just an unbelievable game from him today. 29 points in 29 minutes. 13 field goal attempts. You know, sometimes when you look at Tatum, he takes a little while to get going. Not always the most efficient basketball player, right? I mean, he's efficient, but sometimes he has those nights. He's got to shoot 20 times to give you 25, 26 points. But tonight, 13 field goal attempts, 29 points in 29 minutes. That is being efficient. And his defense continues to get better. You know, when we watched Tatum over the past couple of years, you had the feeling that he was somebody that could play defense and that he could play defense at an all-star kind of level. And I think this year, he has made a big jump defensively for this team. There's no denying that. When you see him, when he is, I use the word engaged with Benintendi, and Benintendi has not been engaged. When you look at Tatum, when he's engaged on the defensive end, he's very, very tough. He's versatile. He is long. He can contest shots at any time from anywhere. He's got busy hands. He's alert. He doesn't get beat a lot. He doesn't ball watch as much as some other guys. You know, when you watch Jaylen Brown early in his career, he was always ball watching. Romeo Langford in today's game was like a minute left. I'm guessing most people shut the game off. I watched the whole thing because I'm a basketball nerd. Final minute of this game, Langford ball watching on the baseline. His guy gets a layup. Those little mental lapses. Those are the mental lapses that you have when you're young. That's the mental lapse that Langford had earlier today because he is young. Tatum, Brown, those mental lapses, few and far between now. And when Tatum doesn't force and he's scoring the way he was scoring, there's simply no way that you can stop him. And this Celtics team today, they cruised. They cruised in this game, and they cruised against a team that was motivated. They cruised against a team that's fighting for their playoff lives. They cruised against that motivated team looking to get into the playoffs and hold on to that 8 seed. They cruised against that motivated team with Jaylen Brown shooting 3 of 13 from the floor. You want to talk about scoring depth? You want to talk about ways to beat teams even when your best players are not playing great? Jaylen Brown was not good today. Didn't matter. Celtics blew the doors off these guys in that first half. Now, they let the foot off the gas in the second half. That tends to happen in the NBA. And Gordon Hayward, you know, I've quickly got the reputation here on Sports Radio WEEI, Nick Cattle's Late Night, by the way, on a Tuesday. I've quickly gained the reputation of defending Hayward. I'm a Hayward defender. I kiss his tuchus, whatever you want to say, right? Oh, he's an ass kisser when it comes to Hayward. No. I believe that I'm a truth teller when it comes to Hayward. And again today, 19-5-5. And people want to sit there and they want to look at his game on Sunday. He took 18 shots and say, why don't we see that from Gordon more often? I'll keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. The reason why Hayward's not taking 18 shots a night, twofold. He's never done that. Look back in his Utah days when he was an all-star. He's always hovered around 15, 16 shots a night. He's not the 18 to 20 shot a night guy. If that's what you're expecting, you have unreasonable expectations. He's going to take 12 to 15 shots a night, and he's going to be efficient. He's going to give you 15 to 20 points. He's going to give you 4 to 7 rebounds. He's going to give you 4 to 7 assists. He's going to keep filling up that stat sheet, playing good defense, and keep his head down and never bitch. And I'll take that every single day of the week. You want to know about Gordon Hayward? Boston Sports Info. He's on Twitter at Boston Sports Inf. He tweeted yesterday, I pulled this just so I can make my point on Hayward that much more impactful. NBA players with a minimum of 50 games that have scored more than 17 points a game, 4 assists per game, 6 rebounds per game, and shot better than 50%. NBA players that have played a minimum of 50 games and averaged more than 17 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, and shot better than 50% from the field. There are 4 players in the entire league, 4 in the entire NBA that have done that this year. You want to know the names? Nikola Jokic, he's pretty good. Domantas Sabonis, he's pretty good. Oh, a guy by the name of Giannis, you might have seen him headbutt Mo Wagner tonight. Yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo is on that list. And the fourth guy is Hayward. Not bad company. Please continue to tell me how he's not that good. Kemba, he scored 19 points, and it seemed like he was just chilling. It was a quiet 19. Here was Kemba after the game.
It's getting there. It's getting there. You know, it's getting there, man. You know, today was probably the best I've felt out there. I was really comfortable, you know, making my moves and stuff like that. It was good to make that move and see the ball go in as well.
He looks good. I've been watching these games since they've come back and they've been playing in the bubble. I think he looks good. He looks good. And the defense was not there as much in the second half as it was in the first half today. That's understandable. When you're crushing the team, as I said, the foot comes off the gas a little bit. It's long been known in the NBA. They say the cliche, right? It's a game of runs. It is because it's a game of runs. But that defense is there when it's been needed. When they've needed to have a few defensive possessions, they've mostly been there the last 16 quarters. They had some slip-ups against Orlando on Sunday, no doubt. They had some slip-ups in the second half today against Memphis. They're not flawless, but they're showing some stretches of really good defense. That first half today against Memphis was fantastic. So if they're able to get that going with the playoff urgency, and I expect that they will, they're a dangerous team. They can defend when they want to. And once they get into the postseason, I think they're going to want to defend most times than not. And one last thing about the C's. How about Robert Williams? How about the Time Lord? I mean, a game or so, you look at it, you go, oh, yeah, that's a nice little story. But, you know, he might be playing some garbage minutes. He hasn't played in like a couple of months, whatever. Okay, great. Who was he playing against? I mean, this is what? 3 or 4 straight games from the Time Lord where he's played some really good basketball. He looks like a different guy right now. He might go back to looking like what he looked like at the beginning of this season before all the injuries, even though he did get off to a pretty good start. He looks even better now. He's been a revelation the past 3 or 4 games. And that's the kind of rim runner that the Celtics need, that big man off the pick and roll that will make you pay at the basket. How many times do we see him roll to the hoop? Nobody's paying attention to him. Everybody's paying attention to the shooters, right? If you have four shooters and you have that one rim runner in the middle, that's what Houston was trying to accomplish with Clint Capella the last few years. You get four shooters around a rim runner, makes it very difficult because that rim runner, he sets those screens, and you got shooters all around popping out, spraying to take the threes. Meanwhile, rim runner goes back door to the basket, and it's, you know, easy peasy, one, two, threesy with an alley-oop dunk. So he's that rim runner. He can play some defense at the rim. He is doing a much better job at recognizing when guys are trying to actually take the shot instead of fake the shot. He's not chasing as many blocks as he's tried to chase in the past. I mean, he got into that game today, and right off the bat, like two or three blocks. He's been a revelation. He's been more alert on both ends of the floor. He's even showing a little bit of offensive touch. Your thoughts on the Sox, but mostly your thoughts on the Celtics. They look playoff ready to me. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. 617-779-7937. You can also text us as well at 37937. You can follow me on Twitter at Nick C Radio. More coming up next, late night on a Tuesday night. Nick Cattle, Sports Radio, WEEI. Easy peasy, one, two, threesy with an alley-oop dunk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You gotta play football. You gotta play football.
More sports talk nonstop. This is Cattles on EEI.
Sometimes I don't know how I sound until I listen back to it when Dylan plays something like he just did, and I just kind of shake my head. I want to get to the Bruins. Pretty crazy what happened tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But before I get to the Bruins, let me go to Ken in California. He wants to vent about the Red Sox. What's up, Ken?
Yeah. You know, here's the problem with Benny, and it happened last year too. The idiot in the dugout, Cora, he batted him leadoff. It's in this kid's head. He can't hit leadoff. And it took him 20, 25 games to move him back. And that's Benny right now. He's lost. And the idiot in the dugout now, this clown, has no idea what the hell he's doing in the major leagues. He let that guy give up five runs. It's a winnable game. Yesterday was a winnable game. Where was Barnes? Okay. Where was anybody? Oh, they were saving him. What the hell happened today? Where were they?
Yeah, about Benintendi, and Ken, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it, Ken in California. You know, about Benintendi being the leadoff hitter, apparently neither he nor Verdugo want to lead off. They both want to hit second. So what Renicki has decided to do is pretty much flip-flop the guys. So you've got You've got a number of guys. You know, J.D. Martinez wasn't necessarily thrilled hitting second to begin the season. You're leading off a guy who doesn't want to lead off. You want to go to Verdugo. Verdugo also doesn't want to lead off. So some of this is on the player. And, you know, there has to be a way where one guy says, I'm going to suck it up, you know, figure things out, not be mentally fried from my spot in the lineup, and just focus on doing the best that I can and actually try to put some hits together. You can't be dealing with all of this stuff through the whole season. So some of this is on the player, because the player has to sit there and suck it up and say, yeah, I don't want to be hitting leadoff, but I got to do what I can do to help this baseball team. That is not to excuse, Ken, Ron Renicke. I think all in all, he's been awful. On balance, he's been terrible. I don't want to excuse the job he's done, because he has made several head-scratching decisions. You want to talk about not pinch-hitting Mitch Moreland last night, and then you tell everybody last night, well, you know, Moreland's knee was bugging him a little bit, and we weren't going to play him, we weren't going to hit him. He's back in the lineup tonight. He's back in the lineup playing first base. So he can play first base tonight, but he couldn't pinch hit last night as the tying run in the ninth?
Mitch wasn't available tonight, so.
I mean, he wasn't available last night because of his knee, but tonight he felt good enough to not only play, but to start. So I don't know. I don't know what in the world is going on in the brain of Ron Renicke, and quite frankly, I don't want to know what is going on. Let's get to the Bruins here. Sports Radio WEEI late night on a Tuesday. Nick Cattle's with you. The Bees Hurricanes game that was supposed to be played tonight has been moved to tomorrow. It's an 11 a.m. puck drop. Very strange. The reason why it was moved is because Columbus and Tampa wouldn't get off the ice tonight. They played five overtimes tonight. 150-plus shots taken in this game. It lasted longer than 6 hours. So now you're kind of in a predicament here, right? You've got to play tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Then you have the quick turnaround, and you've got to play Thursday night. So what do you do? Does Rask play in both of those games? Do you go, you know, do you play Rask in both? Or do you play Rask to start off with, and then you go to Halak in game two? It's going to be a fascinating decision by Cassidy. And back-to-back games in the postseason, that's not ideal. Now, of course, Carolina has to do the same thing, so it's not like they have a great advantage. And fortunately, you know, you don't have to worry about travel, so that also helps. But now you're looking at it, you know, you're playing tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., If the NHL didn't step in and say, we're going to move this game to tomorrow morning, the Bruins would have ended up playing tonight at about 10:45. And you do have to look at that and wonder, would it have been better for them to play tonight, even though it's late and we hate the idea of staying up late and watching the team until like 1:30 in the morning? Would it have been better for them to play at 10:45 tonight instead of going through all the mental gymnastics, getting ready for this game, then finding out you're not playing, to play tomorrow morning instead? It's going to be a very difficult situation, but fortunately, again, it's going to be difficult for both teams. It's not like the Hurricanes, you know, aren't going through the same thing that the Bruins are going through. And Carolina's been super hot. They've had a long layoff now, but they, you know, they've been super, super hot. They swept the Rangers. They outscored them 12-4. The Bruins have not led 1 second in the bubble. And if you listen to Brad Marchand talk about it, it didn't seem like the guys were too worried about not playing as well during the round robin.
You know, I think especially with the way that it was set up, you know, the games that we played, you know, it's not like it was a playoff, so it wasn't, you know, do or die. So these are going to be a lot more intense. And, you know, obviously each game means a lot more. So, you know, the pride and the willingness, like Z said, to do the extra things that maybe we weren't doing in preseason, you know, hopefully those will be there. So that's what we have to focus on.
So Marchand says the Bees were looking at this, at least he was looking at this as the preseason. So that tells you they were not really looking at this as anything kind of significance, these round-robin games. This was to knock the rust off. I saw Joe Haggerty tweet just yesterday. You know, if people are worried about the Bruins not being able to flip the switch, you can look at last year. They lost four of their last seven games in the regular season. The perfection line was awful. And, of course, we know that team made a run to the Stanley Cup final. Still angry St. Louis somehow, someway beat them. But, hey, I digress. I think you look at this team, you get ready for tomorrow morning. Still strange to say. But you've got to get that perfection line going. Now, they played better versus Washington on Sunday. That was nice to see. But they've got to start burying the chances. I mean, they're getting shots on goal. They've just got to find the back of the net. You know, 27 shots on goal with zero goals during the round robin. Obviously not good enough. And Marchand can tell me about the preseason and how he felt going into those games. He's got to get his ass moving a little bit. Again, he was better against Washington, but he really struggled returning to the bubble. And one question about this team that I had before they dropped the puck inside the bubble in Toronto was the age. A lot of these guys, Krejci, Bergeron, Marshy, obviously, Chara, they're in their 30s, Chara in his 40s. And it might not be as easy to get those guys to rev up the engine again as they start to play. So hopefully the rust is knocked off. Again, I thought they played better against Washington. Hopefully that continues. The momentum rolls into tomorrow. I thought on Sunday, DeBrusque, Krejci, and Kasha, they played well. You know, they outshot the line 10-5. Kasha played, you know, relatively well, given that he's missed so much time. Thought he played decent against the wall on the wall there. And, you know, he does help the scoring depth of this team. But they need the perfection line to play better. And they need their power play to get going. Their power play was atrocious in the round robin. They were 0-9 on the power play. And we're talking about literally one of the best power plays in hockey this year. Their special teams had been outrageously good throughout the regular season. As they were ripping through wins and putting points on the board, their special teams, they were fantastic. Both the power play and the PK, they were both fantastic. 0-9 on the power play in the round robin. They had one shot on goal against Washington. I mean, that's inexcusable. One shot on goal off of your power play against Washington on Sunday. Bad entries. You know, there was a situation where I thought Pasta overpassed a little bit. It's all these little things. But when you start to accumulate these little things, they become bigger things. Now, the one really good bit of information is that the Bruins are healthy. So that's good. But the Hurricanes are tough, man. The Hurricanes, their goaltending situation is ironed out. They're going to be better between the pipes. They are a better team overall this year than the team that the Bruins faced last year in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, their top line, very fast, very difficult to deal with. And when you look at that top line for Carolina, Svechnikov and Aho and Teravainen, they're fast, and that's going to be very difficult to deal with for Big Z. I think that's a very, very tough matchup for Zdeno. I think dealing with that top line of Carolina, I don't want to see Z on his heels. I don't want to see him backing up on them skates, looking like he's going to go ass over tea kettle. So it's going to be a difficult matchup for the Bruins. I do think the Bruins will snap out of it. I do think they'll beat the Hurricanes. I don't think it's going to be easy. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. You can text us as well, 37937. You can follow me on Twitter, at Nick C Radio. We wrap it all up coming up next at Sports Radio WEEI Late Night on a Tuesday with Nick Cattles.
Preseason.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Cattles on EEI.
So college football, not looking great. At least two of the Power Five conferences today making the decision to pull the plug on the fall college football season. The Big Ten, the Pac-12, both not going to have football this fall, but the SEC is waiting. The ACC says they are intending to play, and the Big 12 came out tonight and said that it's all systems go as far as they're concerned. So three of the Big Five, the Power Five rather, are going to stick around, it seems, as of right now. Of course, this is a very, very fluid situation with COVID-19. Tomorrow, this might all change. Let's get back to the phones. Jay wants to talk about the Celtics. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing well.
So quick, 2 points I want to say that you brought up at least about the Bruins. You know, they had control of the Eastern Conference all year long, and then they lose three round robin games, you know, against, you know, top teams in the East. So it goes to show what, you know, what they're on, right, you know, how they're playing right now. It's not too good, but, you know, we'll see what happens. And I just, not to ramble, but the Red Sox, it's like, you know, obviously they have no pitching, in my opinion.
No pitching. Absolutely. You know, Martin Perez gave him some good innings tonight. They needed innings from him. He gave him 5 2/3, which I thought was good. And, you know, some of the guys, Jay, Austin Bryce has looked good tonight. He wasn't good. You know, Barnes has had a little bit of a tightrope act, but he's been okay. And then you look at Workman, right, who just hasn't gotten a ton of work. So I think some of the guys out of the bullpen, even Valdez has looked pretty good from you know, every once in a while here throughout this season so far. But overall, their pitching's a disaster. They don't know who's going to start from day to day aside from Eovaldi and Perez. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, Perez is a new guy too, which is like, you know, considering what we thought for them 2 years ago, you know, at least from their rotation, you know, it was pretty solid. Yeah. We won the World Series. But anyway, Celtics real quick. You know, we're looking at the three seed, looking at probably Philadelphia in the first round, which, you know, Ben Simmons just went down. So it's like you've been saying, they've been playing phenomenal. You know, the assists per game, 29 per game, I think, in the last three or four games.
Yeah.
In the regular season, they averaged, I think, 17. But, you know, sharing the ball and just getting the right shot. And there's so many different guys on the team, like you also mentioned. Like, Kemba's, like, at this point, looking like a three guy behind Jaylen Brown and Tatum.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Jay, let me jump in. I appreciate the phone call, bud. Good job with pretty much everything across the board. I should have mentioned Zach Godley, too. He was pretty good the other day. Give him credit. But, you know, when you look at this team, that's what makes the Celtics so dangerous, really. And I know when you actually compliment a local team, people lose their minds like you're being a honk. I'll always say this. Tell me what I'm saying that's not factual. This team has four guys that can score 20 points on any given night. You have Kemba with a quiet 19 today. Jaylen could not throw the basketball into the ocean today. He shot 3 of 13 from the floor, and they coasted. They coasted against a team that is fighting for their playoff lives. Coasted. I mean, they could have easily been up 25 to 30 points in that first half at one point during that game today. And that's because, you know, Tatum's on a heater, which he's been on for the most part since going back to February. He was on a heater. Hayward's playing well. And Robert Williams comes in. He chips in some points. It's like, you know, this team, they're not 9 or 10 deep. Once you get to 7 or 8, you start getting into a little bit of trouble. But their top-end talent, their wing talent, is so difficult to match up against. When you've got Tatum and Brown and Hayward, that's so tough. And then you've got Walker with the herky-jerky moves. Again, you saw it today. He looks healthy to me. I know he's not 100%, but he looked healthy enough. And as far as the playoff matchup, I know they had a tough time with Philly this year. But as Jay said, this is Philly without Simmons. Embiid tweaked his ankle the other night. Who knows what he's going to look like if when he comes back. They've been clunky this year with Al Horford on the floor. Maybe that changes with Simmons out. Brett Brown is coaching for his job. So that team is far from steady right now. And the Celtics look like they're finding their rhythm. Four games in a row, 122 points or more. They look like they're finally figuring it out. Thanks to Dylan. Appreciate the work, my man, behind the glass. Man, Bruins tomorrow morning. Red Sox tomorrow night. Celtics on Thursday. Sports is back. A lot going on. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow night. It's Sports Radio WEEI Late Night on a Tuesday night. Nick Cattle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.